This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breeny Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future, the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table.
Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't.
And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period. So I'm going to use the term F-boy because I'm a Christian and I don't swear. Some of you guys are going to say, but you say shit. Grow up. So a definition of an F-boy, I can actually get the definition of an F-boy, don't you think? I'm going to go to the Urban Dictionary and see what it says the definition of a F-boy is. Oh, it's actually in Oxford Dictionary. It says a weak or contemptible man, a man who has many casual sexual partners. I did not know this was officially in the Oxford Dictionary. I'm going to read the Urban Dictionary definition. Oh, it's bare long. Okay, a boy who plays with girls' feelings and doesn't really like them and would say anything a girl wants to hear to have sex with them or to get something they want. F-boys know what girls want to hear, but they hurt so many girls. If you know a guy is an F-boy, don't fall for him. Usually F-boys are cute, so yeah. You usually can tell if they're an F-boy, how they dress and act. He's kind of like a player and a hoe. An F-boy is a piece of basically, okay? An F-boy is a guy that is disrespectful, a guy that's not upfront, isn't honest, and he will tell a girl all the things she wants to hear to lock her in. Once he gets her, then he starts acting up. Then his true colors start showing. However, I believe his true colors were always showing in the first place. So F-boys are literally so calculated and controlled, which is why they can mess with your emotions. They can mess with your mind. The words that I can associate with an F-boy is confusion, okay? You'll always, always feel confused with them. You never know what they're thinking because they don't share their feelings. You never know where you stand. It's just constant control. Their thing is control. So in this video, I want to talk about the psychology of the F-boy and why you should never try to change them. Let's get into it. So an F-boy literally never makes you feel secure. He never makes you feel like you are the only one. He is yours and he's everybody else's. And he makes sure to let you know that he's a very attractive guy or he's got a lot of money. These kind of type of guys seem super confident, but it's only a outward confidence. It's like a hollow box. So the outside is beautiful. It's like a present wrapped up beautifully, but inside the box is empty. So the outside is all this beauty and he looks amazing. Like the dictionary said, they are usually the hot guys. They are usually the guys that are quite cute or have something going for themselves. The guys that get the most attention, right? And you kind of feel like, oh my God, he actually likes me. Like this amazing guy actually really, really likes me. And you start to feel flattered without actually doing your due diligence and checking this guy's bullshit character, which I always talk about. I'm always about character, character, character. It's not about the outside. It's about what's inside, okay? And that's where a lot of us go wrong. So this guy, he's an F-boy. You didn't know, you may not have known or realized because you wasn't awake initially. And this guy is basically giving you attention. But the attention is so friggin' inconsistent that you never know where you stand. I always listen out for guys who say, oh, that girl is insecure, man. Or my girl is insecure. Some girls are insecure. Yes, granted, okay? But most girls aren't insecure. You are literally making them insecure. You're making them not sure of themselves because you're not actually giving them any form of security. You're here one minute, you're gone the next minute. And even if they're there physically, emotionally, they are unavailable. And F-boys are literally, if I was to diagnose them psychologically, I would say F-boys are emotionally unavailable. They are kind of like robots, okay? They are so controlled. They literally act like they have no emotions, and it's honestly the most scariest thing ever. They could also be linked to sociopaths, they could also be linked to narcissists, and I have a video on narcissism and I'll link it right here. Check it out. You may be dating a narcissist and you didn't even realize. But yeah, F-boy, emotionally unavailable. They literally have the ability to switch on emotion and switch it completely off like this. Normal human beings, we feel things, okay? We feel things and it's okay. We are okay to actually share and to show emotion. Not an F-boy though. An F-boy is completely unavailable. He will literally act like he does not give a damn about you. And that is probably the most frustrating thing, because there will be times when they act like they do actually care about you. But most of the time, I mean 80% of the time, there is no emotion. There is no care. They care nothing about your feelings. They don't care who they hurt. And the reason why this is because they have been hurt. Like, that is the underlying current of an F-boy. And the reason why we call them players is because they have an agenda. And the agenda is to trap you and then to mess you up. That's the name of the game. They find some form of joy in getting your attention, locking you in, and then basically discarding of you. Like, F-boys are literally sociopaths. Like, you will literally fall in love with the image they created of themselves and not the real person. You will never know the ins and outs of an F-boy. And that's why I titled this video, Why You'll Never Change Them. And I think a lot of women, a lot of good women, a lot of good girls, we have this thing where we feel like we can actually change someone or we can love someone better. And I think if you are ever around the F-boy, you will realize that there's something psychologically wrong with them. And as women, we are so maternal, and our instinct is to become his therapist, to help him. We think that our love can heal him. Unfortunately, that is not the case. F-boys do not respond well to love, so you cannot love them better. You cannot make them better by loving them. The only thing F-boys respond well to is rejection. Why though? Why do they only respond well to rejection? Because most F-boys, most manipulators, most men that treat women like trash have mommy issues. They have unresolved issues with their mum, and they go on to treat women how they were treated, okay? Maybe they had a mother that was a narcissist, or a mother that was abusive, or a mother that rejected them or didn't make them feel loved, or they never felt seen by their mom. They always felt neglected. This is why it's so important to deal with your childhood issues before you get into a relationship. So they grow up rejecting people before they are rejected. It's a game. It's literally a game. So you will find with an F-boy that the moment you draw close to him, he'll go away. But the moment you draw away from him, he will draw to you. It's like a game of kiss chase, literally. Like, the underlying issue is that they do not trust women. When you've been hurt by a woman, you will not trust a woman. I'm not sure, ladies, if you've ever met a guy who has this hatred. I mean, hatred for women. He's not the guy that's going around shouting women up. Actually, maybe he is. But he's not the man that is like, oh, I hate women. You'll hear it in his speech, and he could speak well of you or speak well to you, but the way he speaks about other women, like, I've met so many guys and I'm just like, who hurt you? Like, which woman hurt you? Like, why do you have this distorted image of women? I'm just like, wow, this is crazy. But the woman that really did hurt them was their mother. And until we resolve our childhood, our parental issues, we're gonna repeat the same damn cycle. And so the oxymoron about an F-boy is that he really wants love. Like, all of us human beings, like, even the toughest guy in the world wants love. We are hardwired for love, okay? Our basic instinct is to love, to give love and to receive love. So they want love, but they don't know how to receive love, so they reject love. They are literally so scared of being loved, right, that they would rather reject it. You know, better the devil you know than the devil you don't know. And I think that's the story of a lot of us, actually. We are so used to hate or a lack of love. We are so used to no love that when love actually turns up, we actually reject it. Oof. I need to make a video on that because that was me, y'all. Like, underneath the F-boy's nonchalant behavior, his tough exterior, is a little boy that vowed to himself, I will never let a woman hurt me ever again. And maybe a guy hasn't been hurt by his mum, but he's been hurt by a woman. This also applies to him. So that man vowed in his heart that he's never gonna trust a woman again. He's never gonna open up himself again because he doesn't wanna get hurt. The hard thing about that, and remember Brini told you this, you cannot selectively block, okay? You cannot block hurt without also blocking love and acceptance, because they are literally attached to the same thing, your heart. Personally, I've been there before, so scared and terrified of being hurt that I literally just numb, like shut down, like everything lock off, feelings lock off, like everything done, like everything, emotion numb. And you think being hurt is bad? Try being surrounded by love and not being able to feel a damn thing. That is torture. That is solitary confinement, okay? Any of you ladies out there that are trying to block yourself from being hurt, quit it. Because you're also blocking love too. And that's what an F-boy is so good at. And also to you ladies who may have dealt with an F-boy and you feel like, okay, if he's gonna be hard, I'm gonna be hard. Or never allow an F-boy to make you hard. Vulnerability, ladies and gentlemen, is your greatest asset, it's your greatest strength. Vulnerability is not weakness, okay? It's only weakness to the wrong person. Vulnerability is your greatest strength. Never change who you are because of the way someone else has treated you. Hate cannot cast out hate. Only love can do that. Only vulnerability can do that. Like, you must keep your heart open. And I think that's the struggle of the world. Like, being in the world but still remaining open. I know that's difficult for me. Still remaining open to possibility, open to love, even though you've been hurt like 10 times. Still remaining open. It's the hardest thing ever. But like I said, one of my favorite verses is guard your heart. So guarding your heart is not the same as building wall. So imagine Buckingham Palace. I know you guys in America think we all literally live in Buckingham Palace over here in the UK. That is a lie. The lie detector determined that is a lie. No, we don't all live in palaces, okay? Like, some of us live in a ghetto. Not me though. I'm joking. That was so bad. Picture Buckingham Palace, yeah? They have the guards out there 24/7 to protect the palace, okay? Your heart is the palace. The guards are out there to protect the palace, okay? So they are not saying nobody can come in, because the queen actually wants to see some people, but not everybody, okay? The guard is there to protect the queen and the palace from intruders. For people that don't mean the queen well, okay? The guards are there to protect what's valuable and what's precious. They're not gonna let every single person in, and that is exactly how you need to be with your heart. Guard your heart. Literally take a guard and put it right there. And a guy comes and he wants to try, because you can usually tell an F-boy from a distance, but most of us are not aware. We're not awake enough to realize when they come, and they come and sneak up on you like a devil, right? They come and sneak up on you when you least expect it, or they sneak up on you when you're vulnerable, when you're just like open to love, or you're just feeling so desperately lonely, I just need a man. Guard your heart. When a guy wants to come in, you gotta ask him, what are your intentions, darling? What do you want? Why I want? Like, obviously I talked about my femininity video, you're not trying to be like that, but you have to ask them questions. Why are you here? And not only just ask them questions, but watch their actions. I digress. So an F-boy has been hurt, and you know what happens to hurt people? They hurt people. So that's why he's trying to hurt you. And I feel bad for them, and I don't think they should be met with judgment. I just think that they don't deserve to be in your life. Let them make a mess of their own life. Don't come into their spiral, because emotionally unavailable guy is literally like this. And he'll get you sucked into your world. But the thing about an F-boy is you'll never ever understand him. You will never understand him. And I think a lot of us women, we just want to understand you guys. It gives us security. It gives us relief, okay? But an F-boy, never try to understand him, because he's not understandable. Never try to agree with him, because he's not agreeable. Like, this guy has issues, okay? And I think Hollywood paints out the guy that is so hot and he's kind of messy, or he's a player, and we are somehow for some reason attracted to that. Like, we gotta change our appetite. Like, we gotta change our type. okay? Because if you keep attracting F-boys, that's saying something about you. So I'm losing light, so I'm going to talk quickly, but an F-boy will literally ruin your life, and there's no way you can actually understand them, so don't try it, okay? Don't try to understand them. The best thing you can do to an F-boy is reject him, okay? Because deep down, he wants to be rejected so that he can confirm the narrative that he has that people will always reject him. And the easiest thing to do for someone that fears rejection is to reject before you're rejected. That is like number one. That is numero uno. It's a tactic of the hurt. So the best thing you can do is reject him. And like I said, don't try to change him. F-boy is so confusing and he will literally mess you up. Unless he acknowledges his issues, you cannot change him, okay? So don't feel happy when you get his attention. Don't feel happy with crumbs, okay? Because that's what F-boys hand you. They hand you crumbs and you're just like... oh my god, I'm so hungry. Because they literally starve you of attention. They starve you of attention. So when they actually come round, you're like, I've been waiting for you, like crack cocaine. I need my fix. I'm actually joking, but it's actually so freaking true. Like, they will literally mess you up so badly. And a lot of us have been hurt by F-boy. I know I surely have. Like, I have. But something in me just draws me to them. And I think it's my, I want to save you. Like, I am Captain Saver, dude. Like, the guys that are attracted to me are guys that need therapy. And I'm tired. Okay, my next guy is not gonna need therapy, okay? I'm not your therapist.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.